KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have clear to partly cloudy skies here in Atlantic at 62 degrees. We look forward to be partly sunny today. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 78. We picked up a little over a quarter of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours here in Atlantic at 26 one-hundredths of an inch. Messina reported just over 4/10 of an inch at 41 one-hundredths. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In the news, police in Red Oak report a traffic stop for an equipment violation early this morning resulted in the arrest of 44-year-old Christopher David Drammen of Lenox. Drammen was arrested for driving while barred and brought to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where his bond was set at $2,000. And late Friday evening, 23-year-old Bradina Sky Gary of Red Oak was arrested in Red Oak on a charge of harassment in the third degree. Her bond was set at $300. Red Oak police say that two teens were arrested Friday morning on drug and tobacco-related charges. Officers took into custody at around 8:30 a.m. 15-year-old Sebastian Cage Meek and 14-year-old Dylan Hunter Hansen, both of Red Oak. Meek faces charges that include possession of a controlled substance and possession of tobacco second offense. Hansen was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of tobacco. Both teens were then released to their parents. An issue with the steering on a 2014 Ford Fusion may have been to blame for an accident Friday morning in Red Oak. Police said 33-year-old William Spann of Red Oak was driving the vehicle southbound on Eastern Avenue from Summit Street at around 7:30 a.m. when, according to Spann, he became unable to steer. The car crossed over Eastern Avenue through a yard and struck a Mid-American Energy utility pole. The car, owned by Esther Ross of Stanton, sustained $4,500 damage. Other property damage amounted to $1,800. Spann was not injured during the accident and no citations were issued. A tense situation involving an armed man who was making threats ended peacefully Thursday night in western Iowa. Carroll Police Chief Brad Burke said Friday that a parent called 911 over concerns their son would harm himself or others,
saying that the son was suicidal, was armed with a handgun, and had made threats to shoot anyone who approached him.
The man was in a vehicle with his mother along Highway 30 in Carroll. Police blocked off a section of that highway.
We didn't want any bystanders or any passerbys to be mixed up in any type of crossfire if there was any shots that were fired. We did have a couple businesses in the area. We also had to evacuate and a few buildings around the location that were also evacuated.
The man was eventually taken into custody at around 9:30 p.m. Thursday and transported to a hospital for evaluation.
There was no harm to anybody. It resolved peacefully, and we'll continue our investigation, and we still have charges pending at this time.
His name was not released. The state auditor has completed a special investigation of the nonprofit association created to support a Southwest Iowa fire department. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The Corning Volunteer Fire Association was created in 2006 to support the activities of the volunteer firefighters in the community. 8 years later, city officials found out the proper paperwork had not been filed with the IRS, so the group didn't qualify as a nonprofit. That means the funds it raised should have been considered city funds. Auditors say the money should only have been used for fire department operations. Instead, nearly $4,000 was improperly spent on fitness club memberships, and about $1,800 was spent on holiday parties during that eight-year period. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The association got all of its paperwork in order a year ago and now qualifies as a nonprofit group. That means it can spend its money on fitness and social activities for the firefighters. In northwest Iowa, a man has been charged after police in Sioux City say he shot a water pipe at a hotel room, flooding two floors of the hotel. Sergeant Scott Hadding says 30-year-old Brett Anderson was inside of a Super 8 hotel room Friday when he accidentally fired his gun. Hadding says a water pipe was struck, causing water to flood the first and second floors. There were no injuries reported. Anderson was arrested and charged with reckless use of a firearm. Officials with TS Bank and Trainer have announced Tyson Christensen as the new market president for the bank's Corning branch. TS Banking Group recently entered into a purchase agreement with Bluegrass Bank Corporation, Incorporated in Corning to acquire the Okie Vernon First National Bank with banking assets of $85 million. Christensen's work experience includes nearly 12 years within the banking industry. He first served at Union Bank in Corning and then in 2006 was hired at Okie Vernon First National Bank as the assistant vice president. And later in 2011 was named vice president, senior loan officer. Christensen is a native of Lenox, where he graduated from the Lenox High School and then graduated from Buena Vista University with a Bachelor of Science degree in business management with a concentration in finance. He's also a 2014 graduate of the Iowa School of Banking. Christensen and his wife, Erin, reside in Lenox with their two daughters, Hadley and Jessa. And in his free time, he enjoys coaching his daughter's sports teams and golfing. Officials of the Atlantic Dental Center announced on Friday that Zachary Bandow, DDS, will begin caring for patients at the Atlantic Dental Center on June 21st. Dr. Bandow is a board-certified general dentist and will provide comprehensive dental care. He'll join Dr. Kirk Nelson at the Atlantic Dental Center. Dr. Bandow grew up in Manila and graduated from the IKM High School in 2007. He went on to earn his bachelor's degree in biology with a minor in chemistry from Central College in Pella. He received his Doctor of Dental Science degree from the University of Iowa's College of Dentistry, where he graduated third in his class of 80 students. Dr. Bandow received several honors during his dental training. He's also experienced in all aspects of general dental care, including but not limited to dental restorations, crown and bridge work, root canal treatment, extractions, and restoring dental implants. And the possibility of an American Indian burial site in Iowa may require relocation of a crude oil pipeline route, which would further delay the beginning of construction in the only one of four states where work hasn't yet begun. The Dakota Access Pipeline passes through the Big Sioux Wildlife Management Area, and Standing Rock Sioux Tribe leaders say there is a burial site there. The pipeline also goes through the Dakotas and Illinois. The possibility prompted the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which owns the property, to revoke a construction permit for the area and issue a stop work order to Dakota Access until further notice. A spokeswoman for Dakota Access says if something is confirmed, the company will work with the appropriate agencies to make any necessary adjustments. In our funeral announcements this morning, Myrna Grothen, age 53, of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. Funeral services for Myrna Grothen will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Linda Louise Kaufman, age 65, of Erling, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Linda Kaufman will be today at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gladys Musfelt, age 88, of Irwin, died Thursday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Gladys Musfelt will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Dr. Dale Schramm, age 81, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dr. Dale Schramm will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Teddy Joe Shoesmith, age 77, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday in Panora. Funeral services for Teddy Joe Shoesmith will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Bowman's Chapel in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Art Turner, age 69, of Corning, died Wednesday at his home. Celebration of life services for Art Turner will be Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Messina United Methodist Church, with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. And Virginia Virgie Farley, age 64, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life gathering for Virginia Farley will be on Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.